It's your Day in Tech Yesterday, and it's brought to you by our friends over at DJI. Get yourself your own drone by going over to geekazine.com/DJI. Jeffrey Powers here. I welcome you to the Day in Tech History, a full rundown of technology history 7 days a week. Subscribe to the show via iTunes, Stitcher, or download right from dayintechhistory.com. Now let's find out what happened on this day, your day in tech history. May 31st, 1943, construction began at Project PX, otherwise the ENIAC, at the University of Pennsylvania's Moore School of Electrical Engineering in Pennsylvania. The formal contract between Moore School and U.S. Army began on April 9th, and final contract signing happened June 5th, and officially went into effect on July 1st. 1961, Leonard Kleinrock, a Massachusetts Institute of Technology student, submitted his PhD thesis proposal, Information Flow in Large Communication Nets, which was the first paper on packet switching theory. 1985, Apple Computer announced a corporate restructuring that would eliminate both the Apple II and Macintosh divisions, combining them into manufacturing and marketing divisions. As a part of the move, Steve Jobs was removed from all his duties as a division manager. He would then get a job description of global thinker, and his new office was dubbed Siberia. 1991, at the Consumer Electronics Show in Chicago, Sony announced the upcoming PlayStation video game system, which would be able to play Nintendo's new 16-bit game cartridges, as well as games on compact disc. 1994, the United States announced that it would no longer be aiming long-range nuclear arsenal at the Soviet Union. 1998, Macromedia released version 3 of Flash multimedia authoring application. And in 1999, the Brazilian website Galucura was hacked by Hexa. The CTO of Microsoft, Nathan Myhrvold, publicly denies his upcoming one-year leave of absence, which was reported on the Monday, June 7th issue of Time magazine. And Microsoft announced to Reuters news service that the company had planned to phase out the use wholesale distributors for its home and retail division products over the coming year. And now this word from our friends over at DJI Technologies. The Phantom 3 has been released just in time for all your springtime flying. In both professional and advanced models, the Phantom is one of the most popular drones out there. And it can make you feel like a kid again, just like when you got your first RC car years ago. With video up to 4K, you can have fun taking overhead shots, aerial footage in parks or by the lake, or you can just fly over your house to see how many of your kids' toys ended up on the roof, or if your roof even survived the winter. I encourage you to go over to geekazine.com/DJI so you can get free shipping on that DJI Phantom, and it supports the Day in Tech History. Then go out to the park and have a ton of fun. Geeky fun with DJI. Now let's get back into your Day in Tech History. In 2000, the website of ExploitX was hacked by IDLE. 2001, Microsoft released the Microsoft Office XP Office Suite. 2002, the total market value of Microsoft Corporation reached $275.7 billion, making it the second most valuable company in the world. 2003, CITEC released the first official version of the DocZilla GUI-based web browser for Linux and Windows. 2005, AMD released the Athlon 64X2 dual core 4200+, 4400+, 4600+, and 4800+ processors. The 42 and 4400+ processors featured clock speeds of 2.2 gigahertz, and 46 and 4800+ had 2.4 gigahertz processors with caches of 1 megabyte. They were codenamed Manchester, and prices started at $537 to $1,001. 2006, in Stockholm, the Swedish police raided the host of the Pirate Bay BitTorrents Index. On the same day, the membership of the Pirate Bay, a Swedish political party that runs on a platform of intellectual property law reform, increased by a record 500 members. 2011, Intel announced that they were developing the Ultrabook computer. And in 2013, based on the ear structure of the Ormia arachia, otherwise known as a fly, researchers at the University of Birmingham develop a new type of hearing aid. And that's your Day in Tech History. My name is Jeffrey Powers, www.dayintechhistory.com. All the show notes are over at wikizine.com, Geekazine's wiki. And of course, you can like the Facebook page and follow Twitter at Day in Tech Hist. Until tomorrow, take care. Day in Tech History is copyright 2015, JMP Enterprise, and geekazine.com.